Well, part of this is true. The dancing part is certainly true. I don't know about the fool part. Coleman Bailo joins us right now. He was not famous until Tuesday night, and then he became an international sensation.
International sensation.
Coleman, first of all, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you came.
I love you guys.
Noise.
I love your show. I love Chicago, so this is
nice.
Awesome.
You're
thank
nice.
You. Everybody has posted video of Eric Rung doing the reporting election night at Lori Lightfoot's campaign headquarters.
Yes.
Robin Baumgarten, they were playing it on the WGN-TV news yesterday. Eric's sitting there doing, or standing there doing his report, and there's a dancing dude behind him in a Lori Lightfoot t-shirt and a baseball cap. Would you know him?
I mean, maybe if I saw some of his dance moves,
then you'd recognize him.
I mean, it was such a great night. I'm surprised there weren't more people dancing.
Right.
Everyone should have been dancing.
So you work on Lori Lightfoot's campaign, correct?
I volunteer for Lori.
Oh, you do?
And speaking of which, I brought you guys a Lori Lightfoot button.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Just a little
volunteer
capacity,
swag. Coleman. What do you do?
So I started, I started in October.
Yes.
And the first thing I started doing was collecting signatures from total strangers on the street. You know, I'm just a crazy person with a clipboard being like, hey, do you know anything about the mayor race coming up in February? No one knew anything. No one had heard of Lori. Hmm. Some people had, obviously, but that was round one, is just getting people aware and getting her name on the ballot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you need 12,500 signatures.
And on Tuesday night, going into Tuesday night, her name, like most polls had her around fourth or fifth.
Right.
Very few had her as the leader. What was going on there as the night progressed and it became apparent she was going to win this thing?
I mean, we went in and I don't think anyone really knew what to expect at all. We were hopeful. We were excited. The polls had, over the last couple of days, she had been performing better and better and higher.
Yeah.
And so when the first numbers started coming in, I remember there was this sort of, you know, everyone's kind of waiting around and WGN was playing on the TV. And then they released the first polls and she was at 17%. I started screaming like a crazy person. I couldn't believe it. We were all just so excited. I said, everyone, look. And, you know, there's her name on top, number one. And I'm like, it was kind of like this inspirational, like, I think we have a chance.
Happen.
I think this can happen.
What makes you want to volunteer with a particular candidate? What drew you to Lori Lightfoot?
Sure. I mean, the field was very large, right? Now it's down to Lori Lightfoot and Preckwinkle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I didn't know a lot about all of them, but just, you know, from looking at her experience, some of her progressive values, she's independent. She's openly LGBTQ, which is very important to me personally. That was something I could put myself behind. And the more you listen to her, the more that you hear what she has to say. She's smart. She's kind. She's genuine. And these are all things that, to me, resonate very strongly.
Coleman, that night, as she was making her speech, she was talking about the fact that she's had a brother who's been incarcerated, that her dad was incarcerated at some point.
Yeah.
There was a time where you would almost suggest to a candidate, hey, leave that part out. People don't want to hear that kind of thing. But no, I think that works for her, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, these are real people with real problems. And that's, you know, let's face it, Chicago is ready for a change. We have real people with real issues that need to be addressed. And I like that about her. She comes from a background that, you know, has given her a lot of really good experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you been politically motivated to volunteer for someone in the past?
I mean, I think we all have kind of awoken.
I've had no interest.
No.
Not to. I don't know why.
I mean, I think since the last, you know, presidential election, it's kind of really shaken a lot of things up, right?
Sure.
Without delving into it.
Yeah.
I want to do something, and I felt like here's an opportunity for me to start doing something, as if it's me just on a street corner screaming at strangers, hey, come let me talk to you about mayor of Chicago. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
So that for me, I think everyone should, you know, whether you want to or not to, it's a great idea. You have an opportunity to start locally in your neighborhood, in your community, and, you know, your word goes far.
Tell me about her that night. Like I said, most polls had her at about fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing any that had her as the leader, as she ended up being. What was her demeanor as the night went on and the numbers got bigger for her?
I mean, I didn't honestly, I didn't see her until she came up on stage, because I was just kind of like, you know, with some friends and chatting. And I think she was kind of in the back prepared. I think everyone was like, don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think she was kind of like preparing for whatever she was going to say.
Yeah.
And then when she came out, the room just erupted.
It's so funny that people keep saying she snuck up on Bill Daley and Preckwinkle, and I say, a woman named Lightfoot snuck up on other candidates. That makes sense to me.
And this is kind of like genuine, impactful, kind of serendipitous feeling about all of this. It's like, how was this even possible a month ago?
Right.
And I think everyone
sure didn't
said
seem
no.
like it.
Right. It didn't.
All right, now let's get to the reason that you're here.
Yes.
And that is the dancing.
I love to dance.
All right, evidently.
So what happened that made you say, I don't just love to dance, I need to dance, and I need to dance now on TV? What happened then?
Well, I mean, you had all these cameras here, and, you know, I studied film in college, and I'm like, all these cameras here, there's this empty area, something needs to be going on there. They were playing music. I'm like, I'm just going to do a little dance.
Yeah.
Because this feels good, and it feels right. And if you watch the video, I'm like genuinely smiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're into it.
I mean, I can't remember a time in the last couple of years I felt so happy. And I mean,
can't we all be like that?
Why can't we all dance a little bit more, Bill? I don't know. But
did anyone suggest to you? Did anyone say, Coleman, the TVs are on you? Could you dance over there? God, no.
You knew
over
they
there?
Were on.
I knew they were on. Of course I knew that. All the lights, you know.
For people who didn't see it, could you describe the mode of dance that you chose?
It's kind of like, there's a couple of moves I like to throw at a classic Coleman move. There's the shimmy.
There was, I saw that part.
There's the pointing.
Yep.
Which I learned from, so when I worked, we used to do these like weekend events, and every Saturday we would have a DJ, and my boss, like, if you're not talking to a client, make sure you're dancing. Keep everyone entertained. Yeah. And be like, I'll dance all night long. This is great. And I mean, I have a great record collection. A lot of my friends are very musical. I have zero musical talent.
Yeah.
So I can dance at their shows. By the way, they have a new band. I promised I'd plug them. It's called Weather.
Yeah.
Like, whether the weather will be good today.
Yeah.
And they have a digital album. You can Google
it.
Chicago
very nice
band. Yeah.
Spelled Wheather, then Wea.
Ther.
Weather.
And then they're on Instagram, and they have a free digital album. So
cool.
Me at the show dancing.
You're doing like the slow old man jog, too, that an old man wants you to think they're hurrying it up. How dads do that?
You got to throw your arms into it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I see people dancing, it's just the shoulder bop.
Yeah.
I'm like, wave your arms around a little bit. You know, you got to do the tentacle.
Now, at first, I thought it was a fertility dance, but I am incorrect on that.
Some people have said.
Yeah, others have thought that the same thing.
That it's been successful.
Well, as I'm watching, I go, somebody's going to just, I didn't know it was you. I didn't know who it was. Somebody's going to tap him on the shoulder and say, you can't do this. We're doing TV. But nobody did that.
You can't stop me from dancing.
If it's in you, it's in you.
And the other dude in the suit who comes by and looks into the camera like,
inspiration.
How you doing?
It's magic.
Did you hear from people that you hadn't heard from in a long time who saw you on TV?
Was funny. You know, someone was like, were you just dancing on the news? I'm like, probably. I'm at Lori Lightfoot's event, you know? And then, I don't know if it's an international sensation, but it seems to, you know what? I'm happy that it brings people a smile.
If you really got a call to be on Dancing with the Stars, would you take them up on their offer, or would you say no?
Gosh, I don't know.
You're not sure?
I mean, I'm more just like a one-man sort of
more freeform
jiggle party.
Yeah, all right.
Now, have you met Lori Lightfoot one-on-one and talked to her?
Oh, yeah, okay, absolutely.
I was going to say, we should do something to get you two together.
Up, I love Lori. I could hear, and again, like, I'll jump back to it. I can talk to her, and she'll talk to me like I'm a real human being. You're not like pulling a cord on a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like that when she speaks publicly, whether you're speaking publicly or one-on-one.
Or one-on-one.
She's very, very down-to-earth, genuine, and smart.
Yeah,
you
good.
Know, very smart.
All attributes we could use in a mayor here.
I think so.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So what do you do now? The runoff is April 2nd, I believe.
I know.
Are you going to dance around with flyers?
There's a lot more dancing coming up.
To dance off. It's not a runoff.
I don't think I can stop dancing, right? I think that
what
that's
if Preckwinkle takes their best dancer and puts him or her up against you? What do we do?
I'm willing to challenge Preckwinkle's top dancer to a dance off.
You heard it here first.
Here
I like the sound of that.
I will dance all night for Lori.
That's excellent.
Coming up is a concert for the Swedish pop star Robin.
Yeah.
And that's Wednesday, so I will be dancing there all night.
Oh.
with the who's who of Chicago Gaydom and all their flame dames. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Flame dame. I never heard that.
It's the more, yeah, politically correct.
Coleman, can you stick around for a minute? Because you had a job. You're no longer doing this job, but
right.
a fascinating job that I think most people have heard about but don't know too much about. Can we talk about that?
Sure,
just
yeah,
a little bit?
I'm happy
right.
to talk about
That's
that.
That's coming your way next with us, with Bill and Wendy.
Someone you should know. That's what
yeah.
we've got going on.
Yeah. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Coleman Balow, internationally known famous dancer. You saw him on television the other night at Lori Lightfoot's campaign party, dancing behind Eric Rung, who, by the way, we had on yesterday. Wendy and I were talking to Eric.
Yeah.
He thought it was hysterical. He's had incidents where he's been out on the street reporting on a story, and there have been things like that going on in the background, but that one he particularly enjoyed.
I mean, how has no one been dancing behind the newscaster
right.
in the news before?
It needs to be a thing.
This, absolutely.
Not on the street behind, you know, a
tragedy.
Sad story.
If there's tragedy,
but
no dancing.
For this, I mean, this was just a bright spot in everybody's night.
Everyone needs a little dancing to cheer themselves
so
up
true.
Sometimes.
What
so
happens
true.
If you don't dance? Bill and I are not dancers.
I don't know. I think the sun just doesn't rise the next you know, you gotta dance to bring up the sunshine.
So true, so true. You had a job.
Does it say that on your bumper sticker?
Yeah, my bumper sticker. I have two bumper stickers that say that. You had a job that I've always found intriguing, but I don't think many people know much about it. You were an auctioneer, but not just a regular auctioneer. You were an auctioneer on a cruise ship.
Yes.
How does that play out?
So I worked for a company, a gallery, for 10 years. The first four of which were on the cruise ships, and we would outfit art galleries on the ships, and we would host art auctions, and that's where I started. And then the last six, I you know, kind of moved up in the company a little bit, and I would do VIP events and hiring and training for them. So, yeah, I mean, as an auctioneer, you got to get the jive down. You got to get that ramble.
So you can do – we always see it in movies on TV shows where there's an auctioneer, and they talk really, really, really fast.
I knew
you
were going to ask
me that ability?
Is
that
– A little – I'm rusty.
You're not good at it?
Terrible at, but I can give it a shot.
All right.
Do just a little bit.
All right. We got a bit coming up here at $10. Looking at $10. Got 10 now here. We're going to take it to 15. Got $15. Looking at 15 in the room. Got $15 with Wendy. We're going to take it now to 20. 20 in the room. We got $20. We got 20 with Bill. Now we're going to 30. $30 in the room. Going once, twice. Fair and final warning. I think Bill won it. Let's give him a round
that's
of applause.
Really
I only
good.
Have $20, but that's amazing. That's pretty darn good, and you're out of practice, and you still pull that off.
Maybe I tried it in the shower this morning.
Just to prepare yourself.
Just in case.
Yeah. Sarah Thiemann from the promotions department came in. She just wanted to meet you. Are you getting people
get
that are
that.
Recognizing you?
I mean, I was just dancing.
But you made, honestly, it was a bright spot in all this crap that's going on.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome. Hopefully more people will be dancing, right? Hopefully we all have a reason to dance.
Can I ask you the dumbest question that anyone will ever ask you?
I can't wait.
If Lori Lightfoot would not have made the top two, would you have still done this in a sad dance mode? Did you have like a happy dance and a sad dance ready?
I probably would have had like a sorrowful, expressionistic,
right.
you know, interpretive
right.
dance to show.
I'm glad that she won, but I almost wish I could see that dance just so I know what it would have looked
like. Right.
Let's see just a little bit of it.
Be a lot of like
it looks very sad.
Woeful,
yeah, that wouldn't work at all.
No.
This is these are a few texts. 773, Lori Lightfoot dancing guy is a national treasure, maybe not international.
Not yet.
I'll take it.
This is a delightful interview, so refreshing. Keep going. How can I find the video of Coleman and regarding Lightfoot? We have it on our Facebook page. It's Robin Baumgarten put it there. It's on our Twitter page.
We got to retweet that, I guess.
Instagram. We've got it on all our social.
Send it to the president.
But now you, that would fix things, wouldn't it?
Yeah, got to get him dancing a little.
Now, will you plan ahead now? Because now in a couple months we have this second election.
Uh-huh.
Will you pick a new dance to do?
No,
you won't.
Going to be a natural
dance.
Sort of flow. I don't plan anything. I just get. I mean,
let
you
it happen.
Feel the music. This is how dancing should be. You know, free form.
I like that.
Yeah.
708. We did ask about this. The other dude that walked into the shot and just kind of looked in the camera. Do you know him? Did you meet him?
We had met just then. He's like, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to give a nod. I'm like, you do you, man. Absolutely. You know, and he makes it even better in my opinion. You know, he can be my you know,
a backup dancer or
whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
What's next for you?
Gosh. Well, I, you know what? There's going to be a lot of work for Lori. And I'm happy to throw my hat in the
and
ring.
And you're still doing this on a volunteer basis.
Volunteer basis. Absolutely. Yeah. It's something that, you know, I'm currently not working. Oh. So, you know.
I was going to ask this question. I didn't know if this was too delicate.
No,
like
go
about
ahead.
Going back to work on Wednesday after staying up and dancing the night away on Tuesday. But you're not currently working, so that was not a factor.
No. Tuesday was all about.
What kind of work are you?
Yeah,
are you
specialty?
Looking for something?
I mean, I was in sales. I like working with people and mm-hmm. clients. So if anyone needs like a sales team leader out
there.
How
can they get you? What do they need to do?
Just search Coleman Balogh, B-A-L-O-G-H.
You're easy to find.
Colebalogh at Gmail.
Good. I hope you get something.
Don't give your number.
Oh, not number.
Yeah.
Email is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And social media, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, and my picture is me holding up a sign screaming for Lori. I was on the cover photo of a Sun Times article.
Were you
holding up a sign and screaming? I'm the, you know, gay white male face of Lori Lightfoot's campaign.
That's excellent.
So.
That's excellent. Yeah. I was so happy for you. Honestly, I'm watching, and that was such an interesting night as they bounced around from headquarters to headquarters. Uh-huh. And when I saw you, I went, this is what the night should be. It was somebody so genuinely happy that the person they wanted
Thank
to win
you.
Won.
Yeah.
It gave me new hope.
I mean, I think that's the key word. Like, there's been a feeling of hope that's been growing. And
right.
It started in October, you know, when I was like, you know, can we talk about Lori? I have genuine good things to talk about. And it's been growing and snowballing. And who would have thought I'd be sitting here in your studio on the radio for crying out loud? This is amazing. So kudos to her. Good job, Lori.
That's so true. And I'm going to ask you one more favor.
Yeah.
We're going to break for a commercial.
Okay.
But Wendy, I would like for you and Wendy to take a picture, and I want to stand behind you guys and dance while you do that. Is that
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. Right. Are we going to be dancing too?
No. I'm not dancing. Two, he is not going to dance. He's going to stand behind us
as
you
know. I'm dancing. It's a still photo that people
want. Okay, fair enough.
All right, give your name again and spell it for people who want to find you on social.
My name's Coleman Balogh. Balogh rhymes with halo, like the Beyonce song. C-O-L-E. Coleman Balogh.
And people contact Coleman if you are interested
in maybe
hiring him.
If you have an event and you want him to dance behind you.
I'm happy to go dance in your company and bring some cheer
some
into your woeful world in corporate America.
Coleman, thanks so much.
Thank you, you're a blast. You guys are awesome.
Oh, you're cool.
And we will probably talk to you again if Lori Lightfoot wins in April.
I talk for a living, mm-hmm. so I am willing to talk to you guys as much as you want.
Oh, perfect. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You.
We'll take a break, get you some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.